Rayford, let me meet you on.
Morning, Rayford. How you doing, brother?
Oh, yeah, how's it going, bro? Morning,
brother. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good.
This is Brother Morgan. I'm back on.
Oh, you're back on. Okay. You
I'm back on. I was looking for that leprechaun that Silly left in Chicago.
Good
I couldn't
morning,
find
my brothers.
Him.
This is Walt
T. Hey, David Newell.
Hey, Brother Ray.
Morning, Brother Walt T.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Walt T. Good morning.
Brother Miller, if you have the wherewithal, could you mute the call? Thank you so much.
Brother Richardson.
Good morning and good morning again to all of you, my good brothers, the men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, as we come together on yet another week for our corporate and collective prayer time together. How beautiful it is and how wonderful it is to hear the joyful noise of the brothers as we greet one another, entering the call that has been our custom now going into our fourth and fifth year. We praise God for each of you, all of our grand officers, current and past, and our district officers current and past, and all of you, my brothers, from around the country, and indeed some of our brothers from around the world have joined us on this call. Our numbers have become more impressive as the days beyond Christmas have come. We were lingering in the 80s and sometimes in the 70s, but now last week we reached our usual mark of being in the 90s, and I'm prayerful and hopeful that we'll go even beyond that and get into the 100s. In this year. God bless you for your steadfastness and for your faithfulness on this call. We're always delighted to have our Grand Basilei, number 40, our Grand Basilei, former and past, on the phone. We're especially delighted and deliciously so to have Grand Basilei, number 40, on the phone with us each day. And it's at this time that I ask that you would rise in spirit and welcome him to the phone line again to give us encouragement and information. God bless you, Dr. Knox.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. And good morning, brothers. Brothers, I rise in spirit to you. And I say thank you. Thank you again for what you do and the difference that you're making. Brothers, please add to your prayer list Brother Dr. Thomas Conway, the former Chancellor of Elizabeth City State University. Dr. Conway needs your prayers. I talked to him this weekend. He's in good spirits, but he's dealing with some serious health challenges. So please pray for him. And brothers, continue doing as you have. God has given us this day to use as we will, and let us do something good with it, as we always do. We always work toward making a difference and being that positive change agent that our country needs. And I thank you for that. It's benefited us greatly as a fraternity because people see that we're serious about trying to make a difference and doing the right thing. Even when the devil tries to stick his head in, we're going to make sure that love overcomes hate, and we'll continue doing what we do. So, brothers, again, as we see that there have been a number of shootings and a number of officers hurt, as well as others, and we have a lot of brothers on the force. And we pray, brothers, that these brothers have an opportunity to go home every day. And in one particular city, with a black mayor, two black police were shot. So, brothers, please pray for them, and let us do what we can to get brothers to be encouraged to put the guns down. So I know we're asking a lot, but when much is given, much is expected. So brothers, again, I thank you every day for what you do and the difference that you make, and I love you all.
And we love you as well, Dr. Knox, and we'll continue to pray for you and your family, and we will also include those issues and concerns that you've given to us. Thank you so much for your constant contribution to us. God bless you. My brothers, it's my delight to present to you now the third district chaplain, Dr. Reverend Brother Courtney Miller, who comes to us always insightful, always thoughtful in his comments and his time of meditation prayer with us. I present to you now the third district chaplain, Brother Reverend Courtney Miller. God bless you, Brother Miller.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Brother Amen. Brother Grand Richardson. God bless you, Brother Dr. Grand Knox. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Whisper a prayer in the morning. whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening so that our collective hearts might be in tune with the melodies from heaven. Brothers, today is the 14th day of our collective Bible study and devotion in the morning and prayer. And today we focus on the issues of faith. It reminds us of the faith of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. But today it looks at the faith and perseverance of Joseph. Joseph finds himself, of course, the victim of senseless crime, not heaped upon him by those unawares, but by his own brothers, sold into captivity, now serving a sentence that he did not deserve. It reminds us of our words of our 40th Glambosis, that we must be consistent and not weary in well-doing, fighting on behalf of injustices and senseless crime everywhere. For Joseph shows us a product of what happens with jealousy, what happens even with those who are placed in captivity in the mind, in the body, and the spirit, and how they can be unjustly imprisoned. But what Joseph gives us an example of today is that there is no quit in him, for his faith resides in God. We cannot, brothers, forsake the brilliance or even the impetuous nature of our younger brothers. For like Joseph, he had a dream that was inconsistent with the ideas of his older brothers and even his father. But his dream resided in God. His dream took him to places that were unseemly and not to his liking. But ultimately, his dreams put him before the king. One thing is consistent, that Joseph's dream and his position in God never changed. He had great faith. Faith, forsaking all, I trust him. Faith, taking God at his word, seeing the promises of God as present realities, living your best life in faith in such a way that only makes sense to God. This is what Joseph did and shows us today. Joseph in prison, unjustly charged, interpreting dreams of those his cellmates, interpreting before Pharaoh, who is his incarcerator. Brothers, often in our own moments of imprisonment, when it seems like our jailers are unjust and unfair, our circumstances have created for us a place of bondage. We still must be available and accessible to interpret the words of God. Let not our predicament pronounce our silence. Let our challenges stoke the fires of our praise and proclamation. Joseph's consistency in interpreting the dreams of Pharaoh was such that, regardless of where he was, when Pharaoh had a dream, he sent to Joseph to interpret it. The chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh in his presence in chapter 41, "I am reminded today of my shortcomings. Pharaoh was once angry with his servants, and he imprisoned me and the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard. Each of us had a dream the same night, and each dream had his own meaning. Now, a young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him out our dreams, and he interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretation of the dream. And things turned out exactly as interpreted to us, and I was restored to my position, and the other man was impaled." This young man was Joseph. We have so many young men that are in places of bondage, incarceration, physically, mentally, financially, relationally. But in many of them is the ability to interpret the dreams of us who call ourselves leaders. But we need first someone to testify of their strength, their resilience, their youth, their vim, their vitality, and their ability to possess great gifts. We need men to train and to walk and to provide strength for them even as they grow through their places of imprisonment and move into the land of their liberty. Let's not forsake them. Let's not shirk them. Let's encourage them and walk with them. Remember that we once were those men who found ourselves in strange places. We need men of wisdom and tenure to testify of their works. Secondly, we find in verses 13 and on, in chapter 41 of Genesis, that we must be prepared to speak whenever the Pharaoh has a place of concern, prepared to speak out of our own brilliance and intellectual prowess, but mostly be prepared to speak out of our relationship with God. Even as we suffer through the rancor and the discourse of this land, we must still believe that whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Matthew 21, and without faith it is impossible to please God. For whosoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek after him. Hebrews 11, so faith cometh from hearing and hearing the word of Christ. Romans 10. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction or evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, Mark 11. And Jesus answered them and said, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whosoever says to the mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. These things happen in faith. We must be prepared to speak to the leaders of the day and speak in faith. Faith that God will and hear answer prayers. Faith to diminish the amount of senseless gun violence and mall shootings and school shootings. Faith to believe that God will put a hedge of protection around our first responders and policemen and firemen. Faith to believe that God would give wisdom to our mayors and our congressmen and our leaders on Capitol Hill and in the White House. That kind of faith, and we as Omega Men must continue to preach that faith to prepare us for the times when we come before the King. Lastly, we must understand that we speak in these perilous times because God has an abundance prepared for us. The issue of Joseph, who had been in prison and in jail, but did not shirk the faith to speak for God and speak in truth. The thoughtfulness of the ones who shared his predicament, who went before the King and said, your solution resides in captivity by your hand. Those strong testimonies opened up the doors to the legislator, King Pharaoh, in order that Joseph may find entrance in. And what was at stake was the abundance of the land. Our abundance, our prosperity, often lays in the streets, in our towns, in our cities, our villages, and our hamlets. But we must tell Pharaoh to do all that Pharaoh can to protect, to legislate, to love, to lift up, to educate the subjects in the kingdom, for therein lies our abundance. Pharaoh's dream was about 7 cows and 7 other animals, which turned out to be the representation of 7 years of harvest that will be soon, followed by 7 lean and ugly years of drought. Because of Joseph's ability to be faithful to his calling, that was to speak truth to power, Joseph instructed him to take this time of plenty and store up, because severe lack is on his way. That's what men of faith, men of Omega, should do constantly and regularly. Speak to our state legislators, speak to our congressmen, speak to our leaders, and to remind them that today may feel like a day of abundance, but there's a severe drought on its way. Unless you store up God's grace even now, you will find yourself hungry, even to starvation. We thank God for Joseph's example, because he did not quit or get weary in well-doing. In all things, he gave God his service and in perseverance. And then in the end, God restored him to a place of authority that not only that he could not even imagine. Have faith, my brothers. Testify to those young brothers that are yet budding into who they will become, and speak truth to power when every opportunity presents itself, and do so believing that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Brothers, as we ask that you will take a few moments and remember prayer requests in your own spirit, in your own place of meditation. Those names that were not submitted, but those names that may be in and on your heart. Consider those requests now. O God, our Father and Redeemer, the giver of every good gift, every perfect gift, the gift that comes from light, we thank you, O God, for giving us the light of the world, your Son, Jesus Christ, who became the bridge over the troubled waters of sin and enmity, the separation of God and man. We just thank you, O God, not only for his life, but we thank you for his death. For in his death took our sins. But most of all, we thank you for his resurrection. For his resurrection gave us power to overcome death, hell, and the grave, and to reunite us with our brother, Father Christ, as we live in the nasty here and now, en route to the land of the sweet by and by. We give testimony today of your faith and how you have rewarded us. When we have come before to pray on behalf of the sick, the elderly, the widows, that you have answered our prayers, that you have removed barriers to health, and that you have comforted those in loss, and that you have transitioned those from mortality to immortality, and you've done it out of your faithfulness. We thank you, O God, for today, for we have seen new mercies today, new mercies that we had not yet seen. And even then, it reminds us that you are true to your word. New mornings each morning, new mercies each morning we should see, for great is thy faithfulness. So today we begin, O God, thanking you for leadership and for the promise that you would give us leadership that will provide peace in the nation. And today we pray for our president, our Congress, our senators, our legislators, those who deal in this scurrilous times, but those who are called to provide wisdom so that we might have peace. We pray for our leaders in Omega, our Supreme Council led by our 44th Grand Bachelors. We pray for our district representatives, those who are on the line and those who are in the atmosphere, recipients of our prayers and your grace. But today we lift up Brother Jones and our 7th District DR and Brother Terrell and Brother Kevin Brown. We lift up those whose names I do not know, but yet they are still under the umbrella of leadership and your providential care. We pray for them. We pray for those that are suffering the effects of the snow from Missouri to Maine, Maine to Maryland and D.C. We pray that they might be safe, that their heat might be on. We ask, oh God, that you would dispatch angels in the flesh to check on our widows and senior brothers, who will be reminded that those that are the least are the responsibility of those who walk in faith. We pray for the families of those furloughed workers across the land, those who are working, making bricks without straw. We ask you, O God, that they see the evidence that Pharaoh saw, that God is greater than the predicament that is in front of them, and reward them at the end of this furlough, not only with what they have taken from them, but reward them with the increase of the negligent takers in the first place. We ask, oh God, that you continue to bless our senior brothers, those whose gray hairs are the demonstration of wisdom, cover and keep them. Our undergraduate brothers, those who are like David and Joseph, are on the front end of their journey, and they're full of life and vim and mentality, but yet they need to understand their faithfulness in God. Pray for our sick and shut-in brothers. The reason we come together is to lay the hand and to anoint the sick. And we pray for our widows, those who have stood with and walked in a journey with our brothers, but yet find themselves absent of the physical place, but we can share with them in the economy of our faith the prayer and praise of the brothers that stood with them. We pray for Paul Pradier today, oh God, and who's lost his wife. We pray encouragement for him and his family. We pray for those who brought his prayer request to the table. We pray in thanksgiving for the radiation treatments of Brother Hall over, and he's feeling his strength return unto him. Thank you for taking out his spirit while he endured the pain of the invasion of chemicals to combat cancer. We're praying for Rose Mitchell and every dialysis patient and those who are in assisted living facilities such as Aunt Hall and many Doris Cunningham. We're praying for those that are on oncological care, cancer patients, Bearfield, Brother Bearfield, Barnes, Gaskin Barnes, Lucas Spears, Herndon, and every other person who knows a person that is dealing with cancer, whether it be breast, testicular, prostate, whether it be stomach, liver, pancreatic, whatever the cancer is, we pray, God, your healing, your strength, and your power of endurance. Rhonda Benson, who's dealing with shingles and sarcoidosis, and those who suffer from diabetes, type 1, type 2, or any form of diabetes. We pray, God, that insulin levels be increased in the body so that insulin levels and injections or pills could be decreased by the hands. We're praying for Sister Ava and Don Brinson. We're praying for Virginia Jackson, who has myopathy. We're praying for Ethel Cooper Hattie Perry, former Grand Bachelors, all former Grand Bachelors, oh God, we're praying for them as they move through their healing process, particularly Brother Brayon, oh God. We're praying for the surgery of Wayne Holmes, Baylen Hopkins, Juanita Maxie Smith, oh God, Brother DeAndre Clark, Beverly Eaton, Karen Hunt, Brother Michael Jackson Always, Brother James Scrappy Jordan, his recovery, Tim Little, and Jonathan, Johnny Coy, and all those who have been under anesthesia, oh God. We pray that their minds return to full phase, oh God, not impeded by the anesthesia. We're praying for Brother Benjamin Lambert IV, oh God. He is combating stage 4 prostate cancer. We're continuing to lift him and his wife and children up in prayer. We believe in God, who is a healer. We're praying today, as Brother Gumby always, in wisdom instructions for the lifeline, the bloodline of the lifeline of our fraternity, our young brothers and undergraduate brothers, and then those who sit on the cups of the great divide, oh God, moving from mortality to immortality, our senior brothers. We pray constant strength and notoriety of them for their walk in Omega. We're praying for continually for the works of the diabetic kitchen and those who provide caregivers for those patients with diabetes and those who are suffering with Alzheimer's. We pray continually for that in Jesus' name. And we're praying, oh God, and asking that you remember both Brother Roy and Donna Poindexter and their adult children are relocating, oh God. And so we ask that you would, in their relocation or transition, that you would bless them to be strong even as they deal with their declining health. We ask these things, oh God, believing that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond anything that we would ever think or imagine. I know our prayer list is long, oh God, but we know that our praise list is even longer. So we praise your name for the power, the grace, and its authority in the nations. We pray believing that we don't climb up rough sides of the mountain. We speak to the mountains of our lives and tell the mountains to move. Give us that authority in faith, that we can move expeditiously to the expectation of our reward in you. Power, grace, authority, and mercy, all wrapped and assembled in love. Let us speak as things do happen, in Jesus' name. As the people of God and the men and brothers of Omar stay together. Amen.
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 God bless you, Reverend Miller.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Brothers, have a blessed day.
Have a great week, bro.
Have a blessed day, my brothers.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Hey, Ricky.
Thank you, man of God.
Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning, Ricky.
Yes,
good morning,
sir, Brother Gumby.
Good morning, Brother Gumby.
Live. The different world, all you brothers. Brother Blue, what say you?
Hey, Brother Gumby, I have no justifiable complaints.
Amen.
All right, Brother Blue. What's up, Bernard?
What's up,
Hey, Brother Blue, how you, man?
Bobby Mack here, Gumby.